in one of my unopened boxes that there is a photograph of some very ordinary rocks, a very ordinary photograph. And yet, those rocks are the one place in the Holy Land that send chills up my spine. Those rocks are what's left of the original synagogue hard by the Sea of Galilee in Capernaum, where Jesus walked on those rocks across that synagogue to pick up this scripture and to read. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Spirit of the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. To preach release to the captives. Recovery of sight to the blind. To set at liberty those who are oppressed. And to declare the acceptable year of the Lord. Behold, says Jesus, today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. In other words, when our Lord defined his mission, when he defined his identity, it was as the power of God being spread out to the powerless, unleashed out for the outcast, reaching out to those who were misfits, those who were reviled, and bringing them in by the love of God. That means the kingdom of God is present. Jesus said, more than that, these outcasts, the imprisoned, the physically challenged, the misfit, they're hearing the word and they're being brought into the family. That means the kingdom of God is at hand. Lest you think this is just a passing theme for Jesus, remember that a short time later, his own cousin, John the Baptist, sent an emissary to Jesus to ask, "Are you the one? Or should we look for another Messiah?" And Jesus answered, "You go tell John what you see. The blind see. The lepers are cleansed, the lame walk, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the poor have good news preached to them. You go tell him that." Jesus says, you want to know if the kingdom of God is being made real? You want to know the Spirit of God is being made evident? It's in God's reaching out to the powerless. God's including the misfits. God's embracing the unlovable, the unacceptable, and making them feel God's embrace. It leads us to the story that gives this sermon its name. There was a very famous journalist in New York City named Dorothy Day, who became a committed Christian and a tireless advocate for the poor. And one day, one of her many ardent advisors gave her a beautiful diamond ring. She immediately gave the diamond ring to a poor woman to whom she had been ministering, much to the consternation of her superiors, who said to her, "Why did you give that beautiful diamond ring away?" And Dorothy Day's answer was, "Do you think God's diamonds are only for the rich? God's diamonds are for everybody." That is what Jesus is saying as he reads this scripture. God's power is unleashed among those who are handicapped. It's unleashed upon those who are oppressed, unleashed upon those who are imprisoned. It's unleashed upon those who are rejected. And they feel the love and the grace of God, and they know they are embraced. Now, you can hear me say this morning that God is love. And that God reaches out to the outcast and you can nod. You can hear me say that God wants us as disciples of Jesus Christ to likewise reach out to the outcast and the misfits and bring them in, and you can nod. And you can leave this sanctuary unchallenged and unmoved. The only way this word of Jesus becomes a word to you is when you place yourself among the powerless and the misfits and the outcast and the rejected. That's the only way you hear the word. Because what Jesus is saying is, in you, in your weakness, God reaches out to you. There are times in your life where you have become poor in spirit. There are times when you've internalized the rejection of the world and you don't feel accepted or acceptable. There are times when you feel like a misfit. Jesus is saying to you, God's grace is reaching out to you. God has placed within each of us a diamond, because God's diamonds are for everyone if only we'll realize it. The famous 19th century sermon preached by a man named Russell Conwell that's based about a story he learned traveling in the Middle East. A Buddhist monk visited the home of an Arab merchant who was very hospitable to him, and so he told him about how valuable diamonds were. The merchant was inflamed by this idea of diamonds, left his family, abandoned his business, and took off to far lands in search of these beautiful diamonds. Of course, not knowing what he was doing, having no skill in that work, his work floundered, his venture failed, and he became physically, emotionally, spiritually bankrupt, as well as financially bankrupt, and ended his life by throwing himself into the sea, committing suicide. A year or two later, same Buddhist monk came to the same Arab community, entered the same household to find that the family was gone, but a new family had occupied the house, and they welcomed him in, and he noticed a rock on their mantle. He said, "Ah, the merchant has found a diamond." They said, no, the merchant didn't find any diamonds. We just picked that rock up our garden. We thought it was pretty. We put it on the mantle." The Buddhist monk said, "I know a diamond when I see it." "Do you have any more diamonds? Show me where you got this one." The man of the house took him out to a garden, and he found 7 more diamonds, even larger and more beautiful than that one. And by that means, the Golconda diamond mine was found, that has yielded most of the world's most beautiful diamonds, including the Hope Diamond. The preacher's point was, this merchant took off scouring the world for diamonds when in fact he was living among acres of diamonds. Are we not sometimes like the merchant? Looking at other lives, seeing others' gifts and envying them because we're not quite their talent. Do we live blind to the diamond that God has placed in each of us? Do we so internalize the rejection of the world that we cease to hear Christ's word of inclusion? "You are my sheep, the sheep of my pastures. You are my children. Come be a part of my family." Do we live oblivious to the diamond that God places in each of our lives as a gift of grace. God's diamonds are for everybody, if only we see it.
When I think of this theme, an image comes to my mind, the image of an old man, and the truth of the matter is, every single one of you in here knows that image. Every one of you. Old man, grew up poor in Kentucky. Uneducated, had to leave school because his family needed him to work to support them. Scrimped and scraped his way through life, ran a little restaurant till the main road changed and his business died. At age 65, he is actually sitting on his porch, broke, hopeless, when the mailman brings his first Social Security check. And he looks at that and he says, am I going to have to eke out my existence on this? And he thinks, God has something better for me. God has given me some talent. I've got to figure out what it is, and I've got to use it. And he racks his mind, searches his soul, and suddenly thinks, you know, I have one gift. My mama's secret fried chicken recipe. Yep, I'm talking about the Colonel, Harlan Sanders. He decided he would try to franchise his mama's fried chicken recipe, was turned down by restaurant after restaurant after restaurant until, in all places, Salt Lake City, Utah, he opened the first KFC. And 10 years later, he sold that business for millions of dollars. But it all started one day with an old man looking at his life and saying, what diamond has God given me that I could use? The truth is, my friends, often we allow the darkness of the world to eclipse the light of Christ in our soul. Oftentimes, we allow our failures and our frustrations to dim our awareness of God's grace. A few years ago, there was a very popular movie called The Social Network. I didn't see it, but it was about the man who founded Facebook. And I read a quote from the director about the main character, and this is what he said. This kid was brilliant, but all of his life he had been told he was a loser. And the truth is, said the director, almost all of us are told by life that we're losers. And how we handle that news determines the arc of our life. Jesus comes into a world where plenty of people were marginalized as losers. And he picks up the word and he says, oh no, the kingdom of God is here. And the kingdom of God is poured out for the powerless and the misfit and the marginalized. And those who have been considered unacceptable, and God is drawing them into the family. That is what it means that Christ's presence is real. And the great thing, said Christ, is the misfits are hearing the word and coming into the family. The unaccepted are becoming acceptable as they accept God's grace. That's what Paul was saying to the Corinthians in the passage that Angela read. He said, look, by worldly standards, not many of you were wise. Not many of you were of noble birth. Not many of you are considered strong, but God chose what is weak to shame the strong. God chose those who were foolish to shame the wise. God chose those who were weak and despised to bring to nothing the things that are and to bring to fruition the things that are.
are not yet. But now the kingdom of God. Do we hear Christ's message to contemplate what diamond God has placed in us and to use it for God's glory? 500 years ago, almost to the day, this week, a young, obscure German monk started a revolution. He had been studying his word, had been contemplating his soul, and the more he studied the word, the more he thought about his religious instruction, the worse he felt. He said, "Christ has become my jailer and my hangman." Because all he could feel was his unworthiness. And then one day he opened the book of Romans and his eyes fell on one phrase: "The righteous shall live by faith." Faith. Suddenly light illumined this young monk's soul and he realized, I don't have to earn God's love. God already loves me through Jesus Christ. I don't have to earn my redemption. My redemption has been accomplished through the love of Christ. I don't have to earn God's acceptance. God has already accepted me. I just have to accept my acceptance. He realized God had placed a diamond in his soul. Jesus walks into the synagogue, picks up the scripture and says, "The Spirit of God is upon me to preach good news to the poor, release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed." And today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. But we have to make it so. We have to make it so. May we pray together. Lord, the darkness has indeed infiltrated us. There are times when we feel unacceptable, times when we feel marginalized. Times when we feel unworthy of your love and your grace. But may we realize that your diamonds, they're for us all, provided by our Lord Jesus Christ, who offers us freedom and love. May we accept it. In the name of the Christ we pray. Amen. Even